This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan army commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. The action comes 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to the provincial police chief spokesman Ahmad Khan Sirat. The Associated Press reported the Taliban had claimed responsibility for the attack. At least 4 policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to the provincial council leader in that area. 2 explosions in eastern Nangarhar province killed at least 3 civilians. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar and Saripul. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.